Case this evening is case number 12901. Michael and Carol Easley seek variances from the separation distance and side yard setback requirement for existing and proposed structures. That's section 115-25, 115-172, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the northwest side of Sea Air Avenue within the Sea Air Village Manufactured Home Park, Lot A-40. The 911 address is 19842 Sea Air Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax map number is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310-3021. And specifically, staff note that the applicant is requesting a variance of 12.4 feet from the 20-foot separation distance requirement for a proposed landing and steps from the deck on lot A-38, a variance of 0.7 feet from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, a variance of 4.3 feet from the 20-foot separation distance requirement for proposed steps from house on lot A-42, a variance of 7.6 feet from the 20-foot separation distance requirement for proposed steps from the steps and landing on lot A-42, a 6.6 foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance requirement for a proposed shed from the house on lot A-42, a variance of 5 feet from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for proposed landing and steps. And finally, staff further note that a variance of 4.8 feet from the 5-foot front yard setback requirement for the relocation of a proposed AC unit will also be required. And staff further note that to date, we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 18 mail returns. Thank you.
And board, before we get started, I will note that this one, when we initially received the application, it did not show the HVAC in the front yard. That came about on a later survey after we had already advertised. So the front yard setback has not been included in this variance application. So while we may hear testimony about it, it's not something the board can vote on or render an opinion on this evening. The only ones are the side yard and the separation distance requirements. So we just didn't have that survey at the time we advertised, and so we have to make sure that's correct. So, and with that, I ask for your name and address.
Yes, my name is Carol Easley. I live at 19842 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And actually, the paper that this young lady gave me this evening when I came in, I was looking at the survey, which is different than the survey that Foresight said that they emailed to Amy Hollis. So I brought a copy of that. I don't know if I can submit that.
You can certainly submit it. We do have a couple surveys in the record. We have one that's dated from October the 16th of this past year. And we also have one that's dated, and that one shows the proposed location of the addition and the existing location of the shed. And then we also have a site plan that has that same date, but an asterisk next to it, which says drawing revised on December the 26th. And that one, the change there shows the proposed shed location, landing and steps, as well as the HVAC. So that's what we were referring to before. We didn't have that one when we advertised. So the HVAC component, the others we can address this evening. We've advertised for those for that side yard and separation, but we have not advertised for the front yard where the HVAC is proposed.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the same site plan that you have.
Yeah.
If it's different, you can certainly submit it, but we do have two in the record.
And I know there's two dated October 16th. The one that is the correct one is where it says proposed pavers.
So probably the easiest thing is if you look on the bottom, it says the one I'm looking at says October 16th, and there's an asterisk next to it.
Uh-huh.
And then if you go over to the notes, that asterisk leads to where it says drawing from December the 26th. We have that one in the record.
Okay.
Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that should be for the record is the one with the asterisk.
Yeah, it would have been helpful if they just put December 26th on the bottom.
That's, I know.
It probably would have been a little clearer, but.
Yeah, I was on the phone with them again today. I'm like, and they said, no, we sent it. We sent it, you know, back in.
And we do have that.
Okay.
It's in the packet. We've gotten back that, well, that's the other one, but we'll pull the one up.
Well, good evening, ma'am. I'm sorry I didn't put you all further forward in the agenda. I didn't know we would be this late, so I do apologize.
It's okay. Thank you.
The floor is yours.
So like everyone else, just a little history. My husband and I purchased this mobile before we were married. My grandfather found it for me, and I've been very sentimental to it. We adopted 6 children, took care of our 2 moms, and sadly, they passed away, and all but one child has moved out, and this was my husband's thing to come down here and retire, though he's not. And we just need a little more space. There's 3 of us living in the home, and I worked in depth with the park manager who gave me most of these suggestions, or pretty much all of these suggestions, being in a mobile park. We bought it in 1989. Everything was there. We have steps. We've just removed everything. We're just updating it, making it, you know, like our forever home at this stage of our life. So things that we need variances for, we had, like the back steps and the front steps, but they're just being updated. So I don't really know what I'm supposed to say. I've listened to everyone, but we went forward instead of to the side because the mobiles were sort of put down. We didn't know that we weren't even in the right, where the mobile was placed a little bit on the 5-foot, which I think a lot of them are there. So what we're trying to do is to take our space in the front of the house, is what the park manager suggested. So that's what we are hoping to do, along with the steps. The shed is not, the shed, I believe, is on the property, but within that 5 feet, you know, it's over. So she suggested to bring the shed forward, which is also in the variance.
So I just wanted to also point out to the board, this is Sierra Village. In 2007, the county granted a blanket variance for existing structures. So that's why the house that's currently there and the, I think the, some of the steps and whatnot that currently exist or were existing in 2007, I should say, those have all been kind of grandfathered in. So even though, but because the applicant is seeking some additions and some changes, that's why the variances are for the new structures.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to clarify that. I meant to say that earlier, Ms. DeVore was reading through.
And the only thing that's different, our HVAC is on the side, which would be, if you're looking at the mobile, it would be to the right. My HVAC company actually wanted to put it in the back, which is that little red in the back, because he said it would, yeah, right back there, that it would work much better if it was back there than on the side. And we have, we're in the process of literally remodeling like everything, every 2x4, every nail, electric, plumbing. We've done it multiple times. So, but we just need a little more space.
I also wanted to further note, for purposes of the record, I missed this in my original reading, so please forgive me. We did receive 1 public comment, but we labeled it as neutral because the individual did not indicate whether they were in support or in opposition to this application, but the public comment was expressing concern over the potential for fire hazards due to the proximity of the proposed manufactured home to the neighboring manufactured home, and outlining requested improvements related to fire prevention to include fire extinguishers, removal of leaves from around the structures, and the provision of smoke detectors for renters.
We don't have renters in Sierra Village.
Yes, that I'm just relaying what was.
And if they're talking about leaves, this is my next door neighbor. I do the leaves about 4 times a week because I really like neat. So
right.
That I know that person, and they are they own it, but they're only down like during the summertime.
Right, and again, that's in my understanding, not a jurisdiction or determination of this body, but again, I will defer to Mr. Sharp for his expertise and guidance on that matter.
Questions?
Just a few. I want to make sure I've got this right. The existing shed is currently over the rear, and I'm going to call it the rear, but it's actually the front, the property line off of Seaside Avenue.
That's actually the back.
Okay. Well, we have to call it a through lot because this is adjacent to two streets. It's adjacent to Sierra and Seaside Avenue.
Yes.
So that technically is a front yard, even though it's the rear of your home.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we were referring earlier to the HVAC needing a front yard variance. But that shed, is it a new shed or is it
an existing shed.
And you're just going to relocate it further into the property?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're going to eliminate the nonconformity on that end.
Yes.
But in doing so, it's closer to the home on lot A42, correct? Looking at your most recent survey, it looks like.
Yeah, I was going to look at the old survey and see the difference. Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And looking at that home and the dwelling on lot A42, it appears that some of those structures, the HVAC, the steps, they actually encroach onto your lot. Is that right? Is that
That's
how you
correct.
Understand it? And how long has that house been there? Do you know? Is it since prior to when you bought yours?
Oh no, that okay. house is actually it's Eileen Perez's
okay.
house. Yeah,
okay.
We joke about that all the time, but that's sort of how it is in Sierra, because
okay.
back I don't know how long Sierra has been around, but they just sort of put like houses the mobiles wherever. In fact, like the neighbor on the other side of me, if you see, there's a screen porch and a deck, then it's just tight, and. It's just something that people did back then, and they never, I don't know how it was done. We never put anything on here.
I think that's why I ended up getting a blanket variance.
Yes.
So, looking at the steps on the other side that you have, the steps and landing, is it just a replacement of what you currently have?
Yes.
Or, okay, so it's not, you're not enhancing the size of it or anything?
Actually, the one on the left side is a little larger just because the door's larger.
Okay, so this one will be a little less into the setback than the other one then?
Actually, even though it's longer this way, it doesn't come out as close to Eileen's house as the steps that are currently there.
And then you have, it looks like new, a wider landing and steps on the other side near to the addition.
I don't know if it's the same dimension or not.
Okay. It looks like it's wider, but I could be looking at it wrong. Is that just to give you a new access to the house? And
well, the steps that were there, you used to have to pass the steps and then go up. And the park wanted me, they said, well, what we're doing now is you're putting the steps in, and when you walk to it, you walk up. So the steps used to go up this way. Now we took that out so they can go up this way.
Does that provide you a little safer access to the home as
yeah,
well?
Yes, she said it would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, ma'am?
Yes.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Come forward and Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Okay. Eileen Perez, 19848 Sierra Avenue, lot A42.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And you said A42, so that's the one.
I am.
Over to the left. There we go.
On the right. And I am happy she's doing the improvements. So it'll be, it'll make the park look a lot better.
Thank you.
Is
there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? This time I'll close the public hearing for case 12901 from Michael and Carol Easley and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve case number 12901 for Mr. Michael and Carol Easley for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility of the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye, too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Motion.